Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Savior. He's the Son of God, and He's the Lord God Almighty. Humans were born to fellowship with God. Those who are in heaven now and those who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him for eternity. Amen. Lord, I bless those listening to this podcast. I believe with them You'll reveal Your glory to them. And if they need healing, I believe with them for their healing in any area of their life. And send out laborers, Lord, to Indonesia, to Thailand, to Malaysia, to Myanmar, by any means possible, in Jesus' name, in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality. My name is Jim. Thank you to the wonderful partners and followers of this ministry. This is going to air, hopefully, on Thursday, March 28th. This is the day before Good Friday, when we celebrate, when we honor Jesus' crucifixion. And then, of course, this Sunday, Easter, which celebrates his resurrection. This subject is so vast that for all eternity, those who make it to heaven will honor and revere and celebrate and infinitely more the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So for all eternity, the sacrifice of Jesus will be honored, revered, and proclaimed, and infinitely more. And that phrase, the sacrifice of Jesus, is actually, I read that in a book, that angels told that to a person, a pastor, and they used that phrase. But this subject is vast beyond our comprehension. And really, that's the same. That same truth applies to everything in what Jesus called eternal life, which is knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And the best way that I can say it, and I believe I've said it before in this podcast, that everything about our great and awesome God is an eternal revelation. Everything. And this time of year, when we can safely say we celebrate Easter, the Easter season, and you know, all that's contained within that, is a great example. Maybe one of the greatest, if not the greatest, examples of how everything with our great God is an eternal revelation. Amen. To think that Jesus would, and that God Almighty, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, well, it's beyond human words. That they would decide that it's beyond words. What I'm trying to say right now is beyond human words. There's an infinite number of ways to say it, and it's, there's no, you know, basically, to think that Jesus would come to the earth as a man and live like a human for 33 years and die. Suffer and die. Suffer and die. Perhaps suffer more than any human ever has. I mean, that's actually in the Bible. It says His face was marred more than any man. Like, but at the same time, someone may wonder, well, how can we celebrate this? because Jesus is alive now, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and we can I truly believe that it is a celebration when we find Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a celebration. Reinhard Bonnke emphasized that greatly. He said, when God fills you with His Holy Spirit, you'll recognize yourself. It's a celebration. It's glorious. It's wonderful. Jesus offers everything a human being wants and needs and longs for and dreams of. He offers everything. And He called it eternal life. And we can have that eternal life because of what Jesus did on the cross and in because of the sacrifice of Jesus, which includes so much. Let's remember, the sacrifice of Jesus includes many, many things. And again, for all eternity, we will be in awe of the sacrifice of Jesus for all eternity. So we could give billions and billions and trillions of messages and books and everything, and we would just be beginning to fathom what is unfathomable. So there's so much that I want to say in this short podcast. I do want to give some practical things that I have learned recently, and things that I have I say things that I've learned, let's remember, knowing God, we know Him through the Holy Spirit, and it's all about a relationship with the Almighty God, who is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not about getting knowledge. And I say this with reverence, because we revere, we go by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and the Bible, and we honor and revere the Bible and the Word of God. Yes, amen. But let's just look at Jesus' words. He said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Boom, period. That's what eternal life is. Okay, now here, let me just give this practical thing. I heard a patriarch of the faith say something very, very deep and meaningful, which is a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. He said that Jesus could have failed in going through the crucifixion, you know, in suffering and dying for the world. Okay, now that in and of itself is a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But what, as I've been reading and I try to listen to the Gospels on audio, and I'm noticing things that I previously did not notice that related to that subject, that Jesus could have failed. How do we know that? He was fully man. Also in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed. That's perhaps the most famous prayer in world history. Jesus praying to His Father, saying, if it's possible to let this cup pass from me, you know, but not my will, but Your will be done. He knew, I mean, Jesus was so close with His Father that He knew all things were possible for His Father, and that there could have been a way that God Almighty could accomplish what He needed to accomplish without Jesus having to suffer. But It's a very holy thing. It's very sacred. It's difficult to even talk about it because it's so sacred. But I at least want to present it, and I'm going to try to do messages this Easter season. I haven't done many, but again, I want to emphasize this series is about heaven. And believe it or not, the entire Easter subject and Jesus' sacrifice during and crucifixion and resurrection is all, you know, it was planned in heaven. It's going to be celebrated. It is celebrated in heaven. In the book of Revelation, they celebrate the Lamb who was slain. I mean, it's all, and that's a vision of heaven, basically, the book of Revelation, much of that book. Okay, but here's just one thing. We know that Jesus faced great opposition in his 3 years of ministry from numerous groups, both Jews and Romans. And again, I'm not a scholar, but the Jews, you know, the scribes, and elders and chief priests and Pharisees and Sadducees and those are some of the main groups that really opposed him, especially the Pharisees, we know. And then also the Romans, okay, the Herodians. They're not written about as much in the Gospels. But believe it or not, early in Jesus, those 3 years, the Pharisees and the Herodians, who were Romans, actually plotted together to destroy Jesus. So Jesus faced this opposition all 3 years, his entire 3 years of ministry. And I listed, at first I saw, you know, one or two or three instances, and all of these, of course, this is not new information. It's all in the Gospels. It's right there. This is nothing new. Maybe I didn't notice it as much, but, you know, I started to be reminded as I saw that things like that, the Pharisees and the Herodians plotting together. Then near the end of his ministry, the Jews tried to stone him. That's famous. You know, Jesus even asked them, "Why are you trying to stone me?" You know, he had to get out of their get away from them. It says again, so it happened more than once. But here's the one thing I want to emphasize. I've listed 10 specific places in the Gospels when Jesus, related to what I'm speaking about, the Jews, these Jewish groups, mainly they were leaders, Jewish leaders, and then the Romans, Roman leaders. And this also, though, includes people in general, probably, okay, 10 specific places in the Gospels of them doing things to try to destroy Jesus Christ. They sent spies who acted righteous and asked him a question. They, at the end of his, there are 10 things, and I don't have time to go into them. I don't even have time to list them in the notes. I'm going to try to do that in the future, but I'll just, you know, I've already mentioned a few of them now. But I mean, to think that this was a recurring theme in his life, in his ministry. And so what I'm sensing is, okay, now also it says that near the end of his ministry, he realized that the people, and that is the public, wanted to come and take him by force and make him king. And he had to go to a mountain alone. So you've got two, there's now even that pressure on him, that they're trying to make him king, and this would have kept him from being crucified. You understand? He was fully man. And that's all I want to say about that. It's just an amazing thing Jesus was, you know, he was set on getting to, again, I'm not an expert. I don't want to be a scholar. Okay, I don't want to, this is all right there in the Gospels. It's in four Gospels, and it's actually difficult to keep track of it. There's so much, and you know, there's time, you know, there's, it's complicated. Some people probably read the Gospels, and they're like, they just kind of give up. It's like, there's so much, I mean, there's a lot there, but it, we don't know exactly the exact timelines, and there's a lot of overlap, of course, in the first three Gospels, and... Now, it is true that it's really in the last stages, that the end of those 3 years is when really the opposition got much worse. Okay, but my overall point is, and this is related to what this patriarch of the faith said, which is could be very controversial, it probably is, that Jesus could have failed. But he didn't. And... I mean, it's just, it's beyond human words. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you for listening to this message. A lot of things to look forward to, especially this weekend. I hope you have a great Easter season. Many thanks to our partners and followers and those who visit our websites, read our books that are on Amazon, they're on Kindle, they're on... They're available on our website for free, wonderreality.org. Please visit that site. A lot of the free books there, our books and materials, and hopefully they're easy to access. But many thanks to our partners and followers and those praying for this ministry. This podcast, we've never, you know, more about this coming up in the coming weeks, but after this Easter season, I want to continue the series about heaven. Such a wonderful subject, incredibly, infinitely vast. And thank you for listening today, and blessings.